Hello, friends. This message is particularly directed at those of us who are not experiencing the victory that God intends for us. We know the will of the Father is life and life and life in abundance. He's here to heal us body, soul, and spirit. He's here to make us whole again so that we can realize all that He intended for us from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us have been parents in this natural world. Some of us have had children and we know how much we wished our children were. Or how much our parents, you know, wished us well. How much more our Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father is here to give us everything that He has at His disposition. Hallelujah. God intends to give us that power to rule and reign with Him, to enjoy every work of His hand to the fullness. Oh, hallelujah. Now, it's very, very common to hear from brethren that, oh, things are not going well in my Christian life. Oh, the message is not working in my life. I've read books. I have fasted. You know, I have sought the face of the Lord for years, but nothing is working in my life. See, some people have, you know, been knocked out of the faith. They've been knocked unconscious out of the faith. One moment they are high in the spirit, zealous Christians. Then over the years, you don't hear of them anymore. See, they disappear. Why? Because some of them are not enjoying, you know, the joy of the salvation of the Lord. They are not experiencing it. Oh, hallelujah. But I tell you one thing today. God is a God that does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And God has never withdrawn His blessings. Hallelujah. From each and every one of us. He has sent forth His word. And His word always accomplishes its mission. God's word does not go back without fulfilling His mission. Oh, hallelujah. And He has sent His word to us today. Only if we have ears, let us listen to what the Lord is saying. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that even the Israelites in the days of old had their ups and downs? There were periods where they were, you know, moving in the glory of God. There were periods when, you know, they defeated other armies. They defeated their enemies, you know, miraculously. There were days where, you know, they had bountiful harvest. There were days where, you know, the riches. They said gold was like sand. Silver was like sand. Bronze like sand. When, you know, Israel was littered with riches. See, there was a period where Israel was known as the joy of the earth, the glory of the whole world. Where the whole world, you know, people pilgrimage will come from all parts of the world, you know, to get to Israel. But there were other times where they were defeated by their enemies. There were other times where famine took a hold of them. There were other times where things were not working for them. You see it? And whenever they cry to the Lord always answered their prayers. If you turn quickly to the book of Psalms, chapter 74, this is the lament. These are some of the lamentations of the Israelites when they were in difficulty. Oh God, why has thou cast us off forever? Why does thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Hallelujah. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy has done wickedly in the sanctuary, that enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations, and they set up their ensigns for signs. Hallelujah. You hear the lamentation here? This is somebody, the lamentation of, you know, of the prophet in Israel, saying God had cast off his people forever. God had abandoned his people. You see, this is the sense, you know, of separation, the sense of being all alone, abundant, in abandoned. Hallelujah. Don't you feel it at times? When you feel probably God has left you, and you know you lose all sense of his presence, no more joy, no more strength, no more will, that, you know, willingness to do the will of God. You see yourself slipping away further and further as a sinner. The devil keeps deceiving you more and more that you do not love the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The enemies of God roar in the midst of God's temple, you know, tabernacle, in the midst of God's temple, in the midst of God's congregation. Oh, hallelujah. Where is God's tabernacle? Where is God's temple today? This is the temple of God. This is the tabernacle of God. Hallelujah. The tabernacle of God is your very self. And when you are feeling down, when things are not working for you, when you are having problems in your family life, you are having problems with your health and all that, it's simply because the temple of God is desolate. It's simply because the glory of God has departed that temple. Oh, hallelujah. So the enemies roar. That's why you have bitterness, anger. That's why you have fear. That's why you have restlessness. Because the enemies are roaring in the midst of God's temple. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of singing and praise and incense burning to the name of the Lord, we have the, you know, jackals and owls and freaks, all kind of animals, all kind of, you know, spooks, you know, howling in the temple of God. Hallelujah. So the prophet is calling on God to arise and restore his temple. God, arise and restore your temple so that it can be like in the days of old. You let the temple be restored back to its glory. That glory where the nations of the earth, you know, will look at the temple of God and marvel. Hallelujah. Amen. If you talk quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, Paul is confirming this statement I made. You see that your body is actually the temple of the living God. See, in another, you know, verse in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, know ye not that you are the temple of the living God, and the temple of God is holy? See, any man that destroys the temple of God, him will God destroy. Do you know that you are the temple of God? Do you understand this mystery? Have you been able to comprehend this thing that God's temple is this very body that you have? And your body is not yours, but God's temple. God dwells here, and God is to be glorified in this temple. Oh, hallelujah. Let us meditate on these things. Know ye not? Don't you understand that if you are ignorant of this stuff, of this particular truth, that this is the temple of God, this is the habitation of God, it will only function as a temple of idols in your ignorance. It will function as a habitation of owls and dragons and spooks as a result of your ignorance. You see, that is why people are wasting away. That is why brethren come into this faith and leave this faith, because they are not comprehending the fact that this is God's temple, and God's temple is to be observed as holy and consecrated unto God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know, you realize that, you know, your problems and all those things you are going through is simply because you are not acknowledging God sitting in his temple. You have not stood still at the presence of the Lord in his temple. You have not allowed the temple of God function in the way it is supposed to function. Oh, hallelujah. That is why destruction is coming upon you. Amen. If God is immortal and glorious, if God is the creator of the heaven and earth, hallelujah, if God is the author of life, wouldn't his temple be a place of prosperity? Wouldn't the temple of God be the joy of the whole earth? Wouldn't the temple of God be glorious? But people are suffering today simply because they lose awareness of this precious truth, this precious fact, and they have not allowed the temple of God to function the way it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in the last days, peoples will come from all over the world seeking healing, seeking counsel for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because out of the house of God up in Jerusalem will flow rivers of living water. Out of the temple in Jerusalem will come forth healing. Hallelujah. Out of the temple in Jerusalem will come forth what? Counsel is out of this temple. Amen. Hallelujah. The hope of all creation is here. It's in this temple. Amen. And God wants us to come to the awareness of this temple whom we are. And he wants us to cause this temple to begin to function the way it is supposed to be functioned. Hallelujah. So that the prophecies in the Bible is fulfilled when the people, the nations, will be healed by the glory of the Lord coming forth from this temple here. Hallelujah. Amen. If you go quickly to the book of Haggai, because somebody might ask, but how can I cause my house, my body, which is the temple of God, to function as the temple of God? Yes, that is why God is giving us understanding in these days. He's giving us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. He's giving us understanding. Hallelujah. So that we can cause this temple to arise once more. We can cause this temple to be rebuilt. Hallelujah. In a way that is pleasing to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that when the temple of God is completed and perfect, then the glory of the Lord will be seen in this temple. Hallelujah. We remember in Exodus when God instructed Moses to to construct a tabernacle. Tabernacle which was to be the house of God while the children of Israel were in the wilderness and in their early days in the promised land. So God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle in which he would dwell in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. And Moses obeyed the Lord and built the tabernacle. Amen. He built the tabernacle exactly the way the Lord had instructed him to build the tabernacle. And today, God is expecting that we follow the same steps of Moses. Because Moses obeyed the Lord unto the smallest detail. Exactly the way the Lord instructed him to build the tabernacle. Hallelujah. And when Moses had completed building the tabernacle, let us see what happened. If we turn quickly to the book of Exodus chapter 40, this is Moses here. Exodus chapter 40, verse 33. And he read of the court about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Hallelujah. And Moses could not enter into the tent of congregation because the cloud abode therein. Hallelujah. And the glory of God filled the tabernacle. Hallelujah. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire upon it by night, in the sight of the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Amen. Now, I read this just to show you, you know, how God showed his approval. The thing that actually invited the presence of God and the glory of God was the structure, the tabernacle, which Moses prepared. Moses prepared that tabernacle and made it exactly to specification. And on completing it, the glory of the Lord enveloped the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Now, throughout their 40 years in the wilderness, it was that same glorious cloud. It was that same glory of the Lord that descended and filled that tabernacle that sustained them. You know, their drink, water to drink, food to eat, you know, their protection, healing, you know, their comfort, and everything, you know, was supplied by the glory of God that filled that tabernacle. Hallelujah. The Bible records that throughout their 40 years in the wilderness, hallelujah, God so preserved them with his glory that the soles of their feet was not chopped. That is, it never wore out. You see, God preserved them. Hallelujah. He preserved them so that none of the soles of their feet never wore out. Hallelujah. That was the glory of the Lord. You see, these were people who were in the thousands, thousands upon thousands, and God fed them, protected them, clothed them, hallelujah, and cared for them throughout their stay. Hallelujah. Amen. Years later, this same glory of the Lord enveloped the temple, that's the temple of Solomon. The Bible says when Solomon had completed the temple and dedicated the temple to the Lord with singing, with joy, with jubilation. When he had completed the temple according to specifications, divine specifications, the way the Lord wanted it, not the way man wants it, but according to divine revelation, because the design of the tabernacle, of the temple, was actually given to David by God. Hallelujah. So we are now beginning to get a true picture of what God expects. God's glory entered into the tabernacle and the temple of Solomon immediately after it was dedicated. And what does this mean? Hallelujah. From that moment onwards, in times of war, in the times of difficulty, for prosperity, for their peace and everything, they all depended on the glory of God that was within that tabernacle. Hallelujah. Years later, we saw how the glory of God descended upon Jesus, so that the era of physical temples was a thing of the past. You see, the prophets Malachi and many of them had prophesied that the Lord would suddenly come into his temple. And people were expecting that probably the Lord will make that same type of entrance in the form of a cloud, the way he did, when the temple of Solomon was completed, or when the tabernacle of Moses was completed. But they were mistaken, because this time around, the glory of the Lord, the glory cloud of the Lord, descended as a dove upon Jesus. And Jesus now became the temple of God upon the earth, manifesting the love of God, manifesting the glory of God, hallelujah, administering healing and deliverance to the poor, and setting the captives free, hallelujah, giving the bread to the poor, and clothing the naked, opening the eyes of the blind, and causing the lame to walk. Hallelujah. These are the loving, the loving, work of the Lord. Years later, this same glory cloud now descended in the form of flames of fire upon the disciples. You see it? So that the disciples, who actually represent the body of Christ, became the ones manifesting God upon the earth. They became the temples of the living God. Hallelujah. Today, you are the temple of God. I am the temple of God. God dwells in us. Hallelujah. But he expects us to put the temple in order before we can actually experience the move of his glory. Hallelujah. God really wants to touch people out there. God really wants to administer healing to the nations. God really wants to, cause people to recognize his name and be healed. But this is not possible except the tabernacle, which we are, is actually prepared and made whole exactly the way the Lord wants it. Then we can begin to experience the glory of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Then the nations can point and say, actually, that is the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord dwells in you. Oh, hallelujah. Then you can once more feel the joy of your salvation. Then things can become beautiful in your life again. Oh, hallelujah. We have to now go to work on the temple of God and begin to build it according to specification, exactly the way the Lord wants us to do it. Hallelujah. Go quickly to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, from verse 3. Then, Haggai chapter 1, verse 3. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bringing a little. Ye eat, but you are not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but there is none warmth. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house that is waste. And you run everyone unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains, and upon the corn and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labors of your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. You see what the Lord is saying here? Consider your ways. Begin to reflect on your ways. Because your ways are not the ways of God. Reconsider your ways, your selfish ways. Because you have neglected the temple of God, which you are. This is the temple of God. You have neglected the things that pertain to God. You have neglected edifying the inner temple in the knowledge of the living God. And you've gone around edifying your own life, your own self in this world. Doing your own thing, seeking your own glory, seeking your own prosperity, doing your own thing in your own name. But you have neglected the eternal temple of the Lord, which you are. See it? And as you neglect the temple of the Lord, it's like you are neglecting your glory. You see, it's like you are strolling away from your blessings. See, no more oil, no more oil of gladness. No more wine to make you merry in the spirit. You see it? No more fruits of the ground. The rain is no more falling. No more refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Some people say, I remember years ago when the Lord was with me, when I used to do miracles, when things were working with me. But what about now? Why is it not now? Why aren't you experiencing the joy of your salvation anymore? Why is that sickness has taken a toll on you? Why is it that you are no more experiencing the healing the Lord gave you years ago? Consider your ways. Your ground is no more bringing fruits, no more fruits of joy, no more fruits of peace. Hallelujah. No more fruits of gladness. No more fruits of stillness. Hallelujah. Of patience. Hallelujah. Nice fruit. You have fruits of bitterness, anger, hate, impatience, a sense of poverty, fear. All of these things happen simply because we have neglected the temple of God. See, we have not retained in our knowledge the fact that this is the temple of God and God is to be glorified in this temple. Hallelujah. Amen. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains. Begin to ascend up to the mountains. And begin to receive the word of life, the incorruptible word of the Lord, and begin to put them in place in the house of God. Hallelujah. Begin to concentrate on edifying the inner man, the inner temple. Begin to prepare yourself day and night for the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the tabernacle had certain furnitures, the tabernacle of old and the temple also, the temple of Solomon. God had instructed Moses to place certain things in order. I'll just mention 7 pieces of furniture. You see it? Which is the bronze altar, which was in the outer court. You had the bronze laver, also in the outer court. You see it? You had the golden table of showbread, which had 12 loaves of bread upon it. You had the golden lampstand, which had 7 branches with 7 flames of fire burning on it. See, we had the altar of incense made of gold on which the priest would burn incense. You see, then you had in the inner compartment the ark of God and the mercy seat placed upon it. Oh, hallelujah. You see, all those things have to be put in order. They have to become functional once more before it becomes the house of God. Because if those things are not functional on the inside of you, this house cannot function as the house of God. It becomes a house of spooks, of jackals, of owls, of snakes, scorpions. You see it? So all these things have to be put in place, in order. You see it? The bronze altar talks of repentance. Repentance. You see it? Receiving the blood of Jesus. Repentance. See, by faith in the blood of Jesus, receiving the blood that talks of repentance. Receiving the life that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The second furniture, the brass laver, talks about baptism into the death of Jesus. See it, once you enter into that bronze laver, it talks of baptism into the death of Jesus, meaning that you have to die to yourself daily. Die to yourself daily. Die to your human existence. Die to self. No more I, but Christ. When you die to self, it's now the Son of God, Christ, on the inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. You see, you have to function on the inside of yourself as a priest, a high priest in this temple, and you have to pass through these steps daily, continuously, progressively, and applying the blood of Jesus, walking in the grace that is in the blood of Jesus. See it, repenting from your old ways. See it, and walking in newness of life in Christ Jesus. You see it, then the priest will go further into the temple and place 12 loaves of bread upon the golden table. You see, the golden table of showbread. We talked of fellowshipping with the Lord. See, you have to sit down on that table and fellowship daily, continuously with the Lord on that table. Let there be bread on that table continuously. Because that bread on the table will not serve just only you, but when it has become life in you, it begins to give life to others on the outside. Hallelujah. Because you become the bread of life. Oh, hallelujah. So you have to have those 12 loaves of bread around the table, and we have to continuously dine and fellowship with the Lord by faith. Continuously. There's a fellowship on the inside of me daily. The fellowship has to be on the inside of you daily. See it? Then you have the golden lampstand with the 7 candlesticks burning with 7 flames of fire. See, we talk of the illumination that comes from the wisdom of God, from the intelligence of God, the 7 spirits of God, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the spirit that reveals the mind of God, that reveals the things that pertain to God, that pertain to deity. You see it? In the past, we have seen things according to our natural carnal mind. We have perceived the creation, and we have perceived things around according to the, you know, the wisdom of man. But the time has come to put aside that wisdom, because the wisdom of man leads to death. See it? The wisdom of man leads to death. The wisdom of man is not aware of the things that pertain to God. And as far as you walk by the wisdom of man, it's like the blind leading the blind, and you end up in the pit of death. You end up in death. So you have the seven flames of fire, the seven spirits of God, talks of the wisdom of God, the intelligence of God. Daily we have to walk in this reality, observing things the way the Lord sees things. Walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because without walking in the Spirit, there's no way you can be purified, you see, of the corruption and the vanity that we see outside in the world. Amen. That you have the golden, you know, altar of incense, which talks of prayers, talks of offering ourselves as a sweet-smelling salve or sacrifice to the Lord. Prayers, meditations, see it, and all these things go across to the veil. Hallelujah. And by the time you do all these things, the glory of the Lord in the holies of holies will now come out and encompass the tabernacle, which is here. Amen. We are going to experience the life of the Spirit, the life of God, you know, encompassing every aspect of our life. Hallelujah. To the extent that it will overflow unto the nations. Oh, hallelujah. That is why when Ezekiel saw the vision, you know, Ezekiel saw a vision of the house of God in the last days, the temple of God in the last days. Ezekiel saw a stream of river flowing from the holies of holies, from the temple of God, into the nations. And the Bible says that wherever the rivers touch, it brought about healings. Dead fishes were healed. Talks of people who were dead in their sins and trespasses. You see it? Wherever the waters touch, it brought about healing. Hallelujah. That water, that river of life, those fountains of life, they are on the inside of the temple of God. You see it? Once the temple of God begins to function, you become a source of inspiration and healing to many generations. Hallelujah. You see it? That, like the psalmist says, my cup overfloweth. You see it? A time comes when the salvation, the goodness of the Lord, the joy of your salvation, hallelujah, the anointing, hallelujah, the life overflows so that anywhere you go, you bring about healing. That is why Jesus Christ could walk without doing anything. Just people would touch him and get healed. It's because of the essence of the glory of the Lord flowing from within him. That was a temple of the Lord functioning in action. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is where God wants to bring each and every one of us to. He wants this temple to begin to come back to life. We have to grow in edification, edifying the inner man. You see it? Let us leave aside our things. You see, over the years, we've been trying to do good to ourselves. We've been trying to handle things our way, doing things our way. But we have neglected the temple of God on the inside. Amen. The inner temple of God, the invisible temple of God on the inside of us. Hallelujah. The eternal temple of God. Recognize it. Know ye not? No. Get to know that you are the temple of God. Hallelujah. Then we begin to experience rain from the Lord once more. Then the fruit will begin to comfort once more. Hallelujah. Then people will look at you and call you the joy of the whole earth. Amen. Turn quickly to the book of Malachi. See, this is another scripture confirming all that I have said. God wants to cause us to prosper. God wants us, you know, to see the good of his salvation. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. If we realize this temple as the temple of God, if we come to the realization, then we will experience life more than words can ever express. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, this is the famous tithe scriptures. Tithes. Let us see what tithes really means when God says, bring your tithes. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father, you are gone away from my ordinances, and I have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will God rob a man? Will man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Oh, hallelujah. Bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse. Oh, hallelujah. That there may be meat in my house, and prove me now here with say of the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there will be no room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. And I will rebuke. Now let's stop here. I'll come back down to that later. Now, you see, God is a God that does not change. And he's trying to give us hints here on why things are not moving the way they ought to move in your life. God is trying to give us a hint here on why we are not experiencing the joy of our salvation. See, why you are not experiencing, you know, the impossibilities that he intends for you. Why you are not experiencing the all power working in your life. It's simply because some of us have held back our tithes. We have held back our offering. Hallelujah. And what is this tithe and offering that the Lord expects us to give upon his altar? See it. God is saying that you have robbed me of my tithe. You have robbed God of that which rightfully belongs to him. The tithes belong to the Lord. And the Lord is saying, give me the tithes and let there be food in my house. Hallelujah. And if you let there be food in my house, and my house begins to function once more, hallelujah, as the house of God, where there is food in abundance for tutti, for all people, then you will begin to experience unlimited blessings. But you have robbed God. How have you robbed God? Don't you know that this is the temple of God? Don't you know that you are the temple of God? And that you have to offer yourself as a sweet-smelling savour unto the Lord? Don't you know that anybody who destroys the temple of God, him will God destroy? You see, don't you realize this mystery? That you have to offer yourself as a sacrifice to the Lord. You are the tithes. You are the offering. You are the firstborn to be offered upon the altar of sacrifice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are not your own. You are the Lord's. You are bought with a price. Hallelujah. You are not your own. Isn't that what Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians? You are not your own, but you belong to the Lord. So you have to submit yourself to the Lord. You have to give over yourself as a sacrifice to the Lord. Sweet-smelling sacrifice to the Lord. That is what pleases God. You become the Lord's, and the Lord is yours, and you are the Lord's. Now, if you reject this call, you are robbing God. See, cancel all the million theories. See, you have many, many books on tithes on the shelves all over the world. We talk about the percentage of your salary or a percentage of what you have and all that you bring in. All that is trash. That is wisdom derived, you see, from the wisdom of men. It is wisdom derived from men. Men who have no insight into the things of deity. Oh, hallelujah. How many of us realize that if I have given the whole of my totality of myself to God, everything that I have is God's. Oh, hallelujah. This is the half of God. Submit yourself. Give your whole self to God. So that there will be food in the house of God. So that the house of God becomes once more functional. Then you begin to see the blessings of God. Then you begin to experience the paradise of God. Then you begin to see joy, gladness. Then you begin to know that all things are possible because the creator of the heaven and the earth dwells in this house. Hallelujah. And you are united in one with him. Oh, hallelujah. Pay your tithes. Offer yourself as a sweet-smelling servant unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Pay your tithes. And let your body begin to function as a temple of God. No more a temple of idols. Hallelujah. Now, if you still go further, there it says Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourers for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in his field, said the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. All. Do you hear that word? All nations. Not some, but all nations will call you blessed, because you shall become a delightsome land. Hallelujah. Because the people shall see the beauty of the glory of the Lord risen in you. Hallelujah. And they shall say of a truth, this is the temple of God. Hallelujah. This is the only thing that can please God. That you submit yourself and cause your house to begin to function as the temple of God. Amen. The Lord has promised that he will rebuke the devourer. He will rebuke the devourer who has, you know, taken away the fruits of life from you. See, the one that destroys you, the destroyer. Hallelujah. The one who subjects you to the power of death. The Lord will rebuke him in that day. Hallelujah. Because the temple of God is eternal. The temple of God cannot be destroyed by men. Hallelujah. The temple of God is eternal in the heaven. And no man can destroy the temple of God. No man can defy the temple of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, once you begin to walk in the realization, once your house, your body begins to function as the temple of God, as the house of God, then we know that death has no hold in you. Because on the inside of the temple, it was continuously littered up with light. Continuously littered up with light. Continuously day and night with the light from the seven golden candlesticks and from the Shekinah glory of the Lord. so that there was never darkness on the inside of the tabernacle of God. Oh, hallelujah. All this happens on the inside of us. And when there is light, there is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. Your whole body is full of light. Because the temple of God is the temple of light. Hallelujah. So like the psalmist says, all servants of the Lord, you who stand by night in the house of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. You are the ones who the Lord will clothe with garments of praise. You are the ones who will eat bread with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. You are the ones who will experience what it means to say, one day in the house of the Lord is better than a thousand years anywhere else. Hallelujah. All is within here. The Father wants us to cause the temple to begin to function again. Cause the fallen tents of David to arise once more. The hope of the world is upon you. Hallelujah. The hope of many generations depends upon your compliance with this word today. Be blessed. Amen.